Are you interested in languages at all?
Well, I've not really studied any, but I'd quite like to learn Norwegian, because we've been over to Scandinavia like 3 times.
Uh-huh.
And I always feel it's a bit of a cheek, really, that they talk English while we're there. So.
Yeah.
So that's, the greatest motivation for me has been to learn Norwegian, like Norwegian, or maybe like Danish or something like that. So, because that's always the area of the world that we tend to always visit.
Doggy hot.
It's still hot.
What do you teach then?
Teach primary 7, so it's a, which is like age 10 and 11.
Okay. Primary 7, that doesn't mean that children get schooled at age 3, does it?
No, they go to school at age 5 in Britain.
Right.
So they have nursery age from age 3 to 5.
No, I mean, why do you call it primary 7 then?
Because there's 7 primaries, so that's like age 5 to 11.
Ah, okay.
Uh-huh. And then they go into secondary 1 up to secondary 6.
Okay.
See, so it's called primary.
Right, now, you've got quite a number of languages and dialects in Scotland.
Yeah.
I'm basically interested in all the Scottish dialects and languages. What languages and dialects are you aware of?
Well, kind of Doric in Aberdeenshire,
which
is incredibly difficult to understand. And I spent 5 years living in Glasgow. They've got an interest in a Glaswegian. I've not been in the Hebrides, but I had some Gaelic speaking friends.
So
we kind of had some fun when we were students with the Gaelic students, because I always got lumped in with them, because they assumed that if we were from Shetland, then you could speak Gaelic.
Did you study at Glasgow University?
Strathclyde.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, in Glasgow.
In case you'd studied at Glasgow University, we could have had one common acquaintance.
Possibly. That was from 1991 to 1996.
Well, John Corbett, he's a lecturer.
Oh, right.
John Corbett.
Corbett, Corbett. Well, teaches English language.
All right.
Okay, so you've mentioned Glasgow, Doric, Gaelic. Any other dialects or languages you can think of?
Not really.
Okay. Do you think there's any variety?
5 people.
5.
5.
Yeah.
There's a place in Fife I've been there, and they pronounce it Enster, but it's called Anstruther.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, she comes to Enster. I'd never heard of Enster, but when someone said, "No, that's Anstruther," I was like, "Oh yeah, okay, I do know where it is." And the Dundee folk always have a very interesting dialect. They speak about pears, which are pies.
All right.
But then there's always, because Shetland hasn't got such a mixture of Scottish people from all over the place, so you hear them all.
Yeah, that's right. I've actually met quite a number of English people.
Yeah, you will have.
Just knock at the door and they say, "Okay, now I'm English, that's okay."
Well, when I work in there's a real mix of people living there, because there's the Shetland people who live in the village who've kind of had generations of people living there. But the majority of the folk that live in the community I work in have all come to Shetland to work in the oil industry.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they've come from, well, a number of them have come from like South England, and then there's also a lot of people that have come from Fife.
Yeah.
So there's a real mixture of dialects and accents. It's more accents.
Yeah.
The dialect kind of thing is, I would say, is died. It's really just, for us anyway, it's really just an accent.
Uh-huh.
Where are you going? Sit down. Sit down. No. She had some lunch at nursery. Come on. Are they still hot? Let me try.
Not hot.
No, not hot. Good. Sorry, carry on.
Do you have any favourite accent or dialect or whatever in Scotland where you'd say, okay, I enjoy listening to this?
Oh, I never mentioned the Arcadian accent.
Oh, right.
I love the Arcadian accent. Yeah. It's very, it's like they sing.
Yeah.
When they talk.
Is that what
it's very, it almost quite similar to Welsh.
All right. Yeah. Actually, I've done a number of interviews on.
You might have met. You might have met a Latvian, and she'll talk a bit like this, and it's very a lovely lilty accent.
Yeah, yeah. So sing song.
That's my favorite.
Okay. Any accent, dialect, or language where you'd say, I don't really enjoy listening to that one. It makes me kind of feel.
Well, I think the Glasgow accent's a bit coarse.
Mm-hmm. Glasgow accent, I mean, people seem to be divided. Some people love it, some people, no.
Well, I lived there, and I still thought it was a bit coarse.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think there's any speech variety of whatever sort in Scotland that represents Scotland best, where you'd say, okay, some of this is typical Scotland that represents Scotland?
Gosh. Well, I don't think that Shetland really does represent Scotland, I mean. I don't know. I don't know what the true Scottish accent is.
Yeah. I mean, that's a different one.
Because there's influences for all different places. Yeah. I mean, we've got our like Dutch influence and our accent and the Scandinavian and the German influence. But I suppose it's kind of... I would say Scottish Highlands would be the most true Scottish accent because there's maybe been less people actually moving into the Highlands. The people that are there are kind of generations as, I suppose, survivors.
Yeah.
This happened? Oh, the car rat.
Car.
It'll be okay. There you go.
No bin.
No bin, no. We don't need to put it in the bin. It's clean.
How would you describe your own speech?
Okay, well, when I maybe go to visit my my family in Unst, which is like the island that lives that's right in the north of Shetland, then I'll probably pick broad Shetland. But as soon as I meet somebody that's I know is not a Shetlander, then I just switch it off and make sure that whatever I say is like communicated.
Yeah, yeah.
And like when you answer the phone,
you
don't talk broad Shetland on the phone.
Okay.
When I was a girl at school, it was very much not the thing to do. We were encouraged to talk at school. I think there's a lot less of that now.
Encouraged to talk what?
Talk properly.
Proper standard English.
Yeah, that is, and especially when you were addressing an adult or a stranger. Mm-hmm. There was absolutely no way that I could say, how's you today? I would just get detention, shot down in flames. So my accent is can be quite broad, but it is not always.
Yeah. Do you use your well? What kind of accent do you use at school?
I
and encourage at school.
Well, I actually speak to the Shetland Burns in Shetland, and the rest in just Scottish, I suppose.
So you switch.
Switch
depending.
Yeah,
on
depending
who
on who I'm talking to.
Well.
Yeah.
There's no particular accent or dialect that you encourage at school.
No, because we've been encouraged to encourage the Shetland dialect. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's actually an initiative at the moment in Scottish schools, which is meant to enhance and value the dialect of our community. Mm-hmm. So there is actually a package, I suppose, where you're meant to like share Shetland dialect stories and things with children, but that's only meaningful to bairns who've actually got a Shetland heritage in some ways. I mean, some of the little children that I teach who have been brought up in Cornwall, which has an interesting dialect of its own, they listen to stories in Shetland dialect. There's maybe no just a very good use of their time at school.
Do you think this is a good idea? Should the local dialects be encouraged at school?
Yeah, I think it should be. I think it should be, but I think it has its place. And I mean, you kind of encourage a Shetland dialect if you're not a Shetland speaker.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only in my school, which is a teaching six teachers. There's only two Shetlanders.
Mm.
We can't teach all the children in Shetland dialect, can we? And it wouldn't be fair on the rest.
Yeah.
But I think there's times, perhaps when, for example, we're studying the Victorians in my school at the moment, and there was a famous disaster that happened in 1901, where the majority of the men in the community were drowned at sea.
Mm.
And we have lots, we have some footage recorded. Like folk remember, old Shetland people remembering how this affected them and their families and things that happened at the time. And we use that with all the children.
Yeah.
So and they have, I mean, and it's an experience for them because they've not really heard anybody talking broad Shetland dialect.
Yeah.
Kind of, they've always had a very watered down version.
Yeah.
I think somebody's going to play with you. So yeah, I agree that it should be encouraged in school, but I think it has its place.
Who actually encourages you, or you know, future teachers to use dialect?
Well, I mean, when I was studying at university, which is a bit of a while ago now, you could elect to do a dialect kind of block.
Right.
I didn't do that at the time. I actually studied French instead. But the Shetland, I mean, like in Scotland, there's the 5 to 14 curriculum, and in the English language document, there is actually a special section mentioning spoken language, and that we should enhance and encourage. Dialect and accents in your community, so it's a broad thing.
Yeah.
So in Glasgow they'll do Glasgow poets and things like that, and here we read Trowy stories and things like that. Hello. Now.
I'm going here.
Where are you going?
I'm going here.
You would that? No, you're not.
I'm not going here.
I'm
gonna
go to. Got a video on upstairs.
How great!
The car is not going there. Behave. Carry on.
Why?
It's in between the microphone and the car.
Why?
Have you ever heard the term Scots referring not to the people but to language?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't really know, to be honest. When I think of Scots, I kind of think of Robert Burns and things like that.
Yeah.
That's the kind of image that conjures up for me.
Yeah.
Burn suppers and haggis and
right.
William Tartan and William Wallace and all that kind of patriotic stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what.
Interesting conversations. well, I mean, linguists nowadays would say Scots is basically connected also to Robert Burns, spoken way before that, and which today survives in a number of dialects, like for example, Glaswegian, Shetland, Doric.
I wouldn't really actually think of the Shetland dialect as Scots.
You wouldn't agree?
No.
Okay, why not?
That's just it's just not what I immediately think of when somebody speaks about Scots. I think, a dialect that actually belongs somewhere on the Scottish mainland.
Okay. Yeah.
Shetland has its own identity, and I think you'll find that most folk will say something along those lines too.
It's an interesting point. I started out, you know, asking for interviews, saying that I was interested in the Scottish dialects and languages, and that I travel all over Scotland, and I found people wouldn't let me in for some reason. So I thought, well, why are people more reluctant here than anywhere else in Scotland? So I just changed, you know, my little saying, and said, okay, I'm interested in languages and dialects. I travel all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I think it made a difference.
Yeah, maybe could have been, but some of the time, Shetland folk don't see themselves as very Scottish, but I certainly do.
Yeah. Now, there's people both in the parliament and private people and language organisations who would like to encourage Scots, give Scots a greater prominence within Scotland and so on. What do you think about that?
I think it's got prominence already. I think that when we got our Scottish Parliament, immediately we had a building where majority of the folk who are leaders of the land, I suppose, are all communicating in Scottish in one way or another for all corners of Scotland. So I actually think that we've got it's got a greater priority now than it's ever had before.
So you don't think it's necessary to...
I don't think it's necessary to broaden it out any further.
Okay, right.
And I would actually like to see the UK being far more all of us together rather than so much Wales, Ireland, Scotland and England
separated. Yeah. Okay. Hiya,
what's
that? Cool?
Is it, what is it?
What is
it?
A rabbit.
What is it? A rabbit. Oh, a rabbit.
It's a rabbit.
It's a rabbit, is it? My children speak Shetland.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But when they go to their English childminder, then they come home going, Mummy, can I have a drink now, please?
I'm
just going to draw. Uh-huh.
Just show you something.
Alright, it's this.
This is a children's book by a publisher called Ichiku. Ooh. And they produce all kinds of children's books in Scots, or what they think Scots is.
Right, blather. That's actually a reused that word.
Yeah, yeah.
You're alright, blather.
Blather to embrace.
Baby, how do you
think? Come on, yeah. That's my back, yeah.
Oh, a lovely book.
A boot.
You want to have a pretty look?
A boot.
Is this a modern poetry?
Yeah, well, it's, I think, don't know when it was released, but certainly not too long ago.
Yeah, this is pretty Glasgow, I think.
Yeah.
So, sorry, it's me, Lennon. No problem. Lennon, my songs for musical are going to be.
So what do you think about this one?
It's quite nice. Uh-huh. I think that it would be more appropriate in a Scottish mainland school. Mm-hmm. I can imagine like a teacher using this, say, if I was in Aberdeen or Edinburgh or Glasgow. Mm-hmm. Certainly. You could use it in language literacy, I would know.
Well, I mean,
we have a book similar to this, mm-hmm. that's in Shetland dialect that we use.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's paired to our language studies.
Uh-huh, yeah. Would you like your children to read this later on?
Well, I don't think it's really no that inappropriate for them. They're too. My children are too young, but I think that the children I teach in might be able to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah, car.
I think it's meant to be a pan dialect of Scots, not relating to any particular area.
No, it's quite accessible though.
Yeah.
Like I think a Scottish folk could probably understand it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can read it no trouble at all.
Yeah, okay. I can just show you something else.
This is a printout from... Hang on a minute.
Yeah.
I have to limit cranes to one. I have to keep track of them, so draw it on the walls. There you go. See? Come and draw. I knew you'd eat sausages.
I want
to get
this
one.
Yeah, draw on the
paper. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to move you along
with it. Yeah, you call it in the rabbit.
There we are.
Sorry. No
problem.
Who has this from there? This is from the Scottish Parliament. All right. From the internet webpage.
Oh, so they've actually done a... They've done a notice on their website in Scots, I suppose.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's good. As long as it's a... there's also a translation.
Well, there is an English version.
Yeah.
So do you think it's a good idea?
Yeah, I like it. Uh-huh,
okay. Mm-hmm. Do you understand?
Yep.
Most of it or all of it?
Yeah. We want to make sicker that as many folks can be able to find out about what the Scottish Parliament does and why it works.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can read it.
Sicker mean?
Sicker is like Well, we actually describe sicker in a different way, because if we say somebody is sicker, it's like they're bad losers.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But that's no in this context. No. That's obviously the Shetland use.
Do you know what it means? Many people struggle with the word sicker.
Yeah, well, see, I was wondering when I read that word.
Yeah.
Because it's different to what I understand as sicker. We want to make sicker that as money for as kin is able to fin out. Well, I think it's maybe meant to be make available.
Make sure.
Make sure,
yeah. That's it. There's also another word which is rather difficult for most people. Range or different leads. Do you know this word, leads?
We hate...
It means languages.
Leads. Mm-hmm. Languages.
I think it's an ancient word. It's.
That's too ancient for
me. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I think that my Scottish folk would fall within that too. But it's like everything you read. You get the gist of it.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
I don't suppose if you took the novel I was reading at the moment and said what does every word in this paragraph means, I would be able to tell you exactly. Yeah. So. But
these are just the two words that most people struggle with.
Well, I think there's quite a few that I would maybe struggle with.
Yeah.
I don't know kind of what this fall is.
Follow
this link. I've never ever heard that say folly.
Uh-huh.
Folly this link. Maybe...
What would you say? Follow?
Yeah.
Mm.
Follow this link. Yeah. Folly. I think maybe if somebody's read it aloud to me, folly, this link.
Uh-huh.
In a moment, Scots.
Now, I've just given you two examples of modern usage of Scots.
Yeah.
These are rather rare examples. Now, at the moment, Scots defined as the language spoken by some people in the Lowlands and also here in the Northern Isles, comprising various dialects like Shetlandic, Glaswegian, Doric.
Uh-huh.
It's almost only used for private conversation. And which of the following language situations would you also welcome the use of Scots?
Right. Well, I mean, things like newspapers, I don't think there's any need for them to be written in Scots.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Road signs, again, I mean, they have to be in English so everybody can understand them. It has to be the common language. Private letters and emails and things like text messages, we write them in Shetland dialect the whole time.
Yeah, I've heard this before, yeah. Must be interesting, you know, reading.
Come along, see the after, kind of.
And you would actually write this in Shetland.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing, yeah.
Where's do it?
Uh-huh.
That's a famous text message. Where's do?
Where are you?
Yeah. Oh, where's do?
Uh-huh.
But that would just be WARSDU.
Uh-huh.
Where's do?
Yeah.
So, children's books, I think there's a place for them too. Mm-hmm. Not non-fiction books, except something, unless you suppose you were studying it.
Mm-hmm.
Websites of companies or government bodies. I don't think so. I like the Scottish Parliament one because mm-hmm. I think it's just a bit of fun, isn't mm-hmm. it? It's trying to make it pretty bit light, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Official speeches. Not formal official speeches such as these, but perhaps mm-hmm. if you were like doing a speech at a wedding or whatever.
Sorry, you know, a speech?
It says formal official speeches here. I don't think any of these should be in dialect.
Okay.
But it depends who your audience is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Teaching schools, I try my best to make everybody understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a few children who've lived in Shetland all their lives. And they actually just love when we have a pretty discussion in Shetland. Because
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
they speak back to me and it's like, they can't speak like that to Aubrey in the class. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. it's a pretty special thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yes, we should do it at school. I think we should do it more in secondary school as well. That's what we do. We do it more in primary school. Mm-hmm. Poetry, certainly. There's a magazine in Shetland. Produced, I think it's... quarterly, and it encourages Shetland writers and dialect writers mm-hmm. and things like that. And I don't see any, well, I don't see any need for academic texts and the Bible to be in Scots either.
Okay. Actually, there is a translation of the New Testament in Scots.
Yeah?
I don't know if you know this, yeah. Mm-hmm. There are several, but one is rather famous by Lorimer.
Oh, right.
He's the translator, yeah. I think it came out in 1987. It was rather famous at the time, and you can still get it at bookshops.
But I would struggle to read it.
Yeah. Okay. Just to finish off, one brief question there. What your personal background?
Oh, right, okay.
Can you give me the decade of your
birth? Sure. I was born in the 70s.
Okay.
And I was born in Lerwick.
Okay.
And I've been in Scotland all my life, so it's 33 years.
Okay.
And I'm a teacher.
Right. How long have you been living here in Shetland?
In Shetland, well, I... 33 take away 5.
Okay.
28.
I would have to work it out, yeah. Okay.
My occupation is a teacher, uh-huh. as is my husband.
Mm-hmm. And finally, how strongly do you feel British, Scottish, English and any other?
Okay.
From 0 meaning not at all to 4 meaning very
I much. I think I'm probably a 3 on British,
okay.
and a 4 on Scottish, mm-hmm. and a 0 on English.
Uh-huh.
And I think I would have to say that maybe a 2 for the other, just because I still have a feeling that there's something slightly Scandinavian between all us Shetlanders
okay.
as well.
Okay. So you'd say 2
there.
For Scandinavian, any for Shetland?
Oh, and 4 because I'm a true Shetlander.
Okay, right.
Okay.
Most people would say that, I think.
Sorry, right. I was thinking about Shetland.
Yeah, yeah.
Camden,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
No trouble.